Brother, today we are diving into self-esteem. And this is a private recording that is just for you as being part of the subscriber group to say thank you. So this doesn't go anywhere else. Now, self-esteem is often something that we can convince ourselves is absolutely fine, don't have a problem with self-esteem. And when we dig a bit deeper, it can feel uncomfortable. So I'm going to talk about that today, and you may hear some background noise as some construction going on outside. So I mentioned a while back a book called The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem by Nathaniel Brandon, and I finished reading that book now, and I wanted to, this is one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about self-esteem today, because it struck me just how much this is directly related to what we talk about, sexual performance anxiety and erection problems. So how I came across that book is one of my coaches, Warren McKee, gave me some feedback and said, I always respect how you seem like you have a high self-esteem. And I said to him, you have to be kidding me. I realized recently that I absolutely smashed myself with self-esteem, shaming myself. And I had no idea. Honestly, I'll get into this, but I really didn't realize until I started focusing more on improving self-esteem. I didn't realize how much unconsciously I had been talking shit at myself. So we're going to get into that today. And I'm also going to discuss some of my reflections about the book and how many of the challenges that we face with sex anxiety are rooted in our perceptions of our self-worth. There was a couple of pillars that really stood out to me out of these six. The first one was living consciously. And this was about the importance of being present and acknowledging our anxieties rather than suppressing them. Acknowledging our emotions rather than suppressing them. So why did this stand out to me? Because one of the game-changing moves that I have personally made in my own life over the last year is learning how to deal with my emotions, learning how to process my emotions, specifically process. This is something nobody really teaches us, definitely not in school, most of the time it's not from our parents. We don't get any tools or guidance until we get to an adult life and we can then find it for ourselves. But we often don't get tools and guidance on how to process emotions. So what do I mean by that? Well, when a feeling comes up in the body, and let's relate this to sex anxieties. So imagine that we're in a place where we're avoiding intimacy because of the fear. What if I can't stay hard? What if I can't get hard? And so there's an emotion, there's a sensation of uncomfortability coming up, and then we avoid because we don't know how to process or deal with that sensation, so it's easier to avoid it. We're avoiding the fear of something going wrong. So there's many different ways that this shows up, but that's one example of how we often block or suppress our feelings rather than knowing how to allow them to process and complete. So that was the first bit that stood out to me. The second bit that stood out was self-acceptance. And this, what resonated with me here was about accepting our fears and accepting how thoughts that we've come to in our mind, things that we say about ourselves, for example, when I look in the mirror, how do I feel about myself? When I wake up or when I go to bed, you know, what is it that I say about my body or to my body? When I think about sex performance, what is it that I say to myself about that or how capable or incapable I am? These are stories, words, phrases we say to ourselves that we're often unaware of, because we say it so quickly in our brain that we can't, you know, we don't stop and actually think about it. But how we know is that there's a mini sinking feeling. There's a mini feeling of being down. about it. And what stood out to me with this self-acceptance pillar is seeing how that has direct implications for our intimacy, right? It makes sense. If I am criticizing myself and how I feel and criticizing my body, is that going to help me with intimacy? Is it more or less likely to help me with intimacy? It's obviously less likely to help me with intimacy. And these are things that I just hadn't really put together fully until reading this book and spending the last few months working on my own self-esteem. So I'm going to share now something that's quite personal to me. And this was a realization that came to me whilst reading part of the book around how we can create an illusion of self-esteem, an illusion that we are, everything's okay in life, when there's an actual different reality that's going on. And you would have heard me talk before about my, you know, my past in financial services and how I had a successful career there. I was in a relationship, you know, had a nice car, nice house, these kind of things. In my mind, thought, yeah, I'm a confident guy, I've got my shit together, and I'm going places in life. You know, and that is one thing, but that's actually separate from how I feel about myself. And that is the part that I didn't realize, is that there was actually a massive difference between the story that I was telling myself in day-to-day life, and then the actual reality of how I spoke to myself internally. And this has taken me, now I'm able to reflect on it, but this is nearly 10 years, which is crazy saying that now, actually. This is maybe a bit less than that, about 7 to 8 years later, is now reading this book and looking back on that life and realizing, wow, there was a story that I was telling myself to make myself feel better. And then there has been this actual reality over the years since then of what I really say to myself. And it struck me in the book when it basically said that this was a tactic to create a story in our life where on the outside, our life, you know, we've got our shit together, we're doing well in business or whatever it may be. It doesn't have to be just business, could be sport, could be our romantic relationships, whatever it may be. And on the outside, we convince ourselves, yeah, everything's good. I'm taking my life in the right direction. But on the inside, we know there's actually a different feeling, different story going on that we ignore, we don't listen to. And certainly for me, when I started dialing up, spending more focus on what was that story? Let me listen to it. When I spent more time focusing on that, boy, it became loud. It became loud. And at first I was thinking, what's going on? I don't get this. I've spent, and this is very recent now, so we're talking this year, 2023. I spent the first few months of this year and still to now working, putting more intentional focus and effort on self-esteem, talking to myself in more positive ways. For example, looking in the mirror, looking at different parts of my body, telling myself that I accept and love myself as I am, telling my mind and the when it comes to thoughts where I thought, oh, you know, that's I should be further ahead, or I had a different expectation to where I actually was, just calming myself and saying, you know what, I'm doing the very best that I can with the information I have right now. These kind of things, rather than, come on, Shay, you know, you should be doing better than this. So these are the types of thoughts that went through my head. And it wasn't until tuning into and hearing these thoughts more, learning how to hear these thoughts more, that I realized how loud, how many of them there were, and they seemed to get louder. So at first I was thinking, what's going on? I'm working on my self-esteem, but it seems to be getting even worse. But that was actually me realizing the extent to which I smashed myself And I haven't come up with a better phrase yet from smash myself, but I think it's true. It's kind of like every time hitting ourselves with a hammer. So this made me realize how important it is to actually start listening to the real internal story that we have going on, not the pretend internal external story that we have going on. So there's a couple of things that I'd like you to do here. Number one, if you have a pen and paper, if you don't, you can do this in your mind, but ideally on a pen and paper. So I'd like you to draw a scale of 0 to 10. 0 represents my self-esteem through the floor. What I say to myself, how I feel about myself, it's through the floor. It's shit. 10 is I have really high self-esteem, my life's going in the right direction, and I feel real congruency when I say that. And I'd like you to score it, to score yourself. Where are you truthfully right now on that scale of 0 to 10? And there's no right or wrong here. Just go with your gut instinct of when it comes to thinking about how you talk about yourself, how you think about yourself, how you feel about yourself, deep down inside, not on the surface level, but deep down inside, what is that number? What is that number? And it's important that we just take a moment to look at that and say, okay, how am I feeling about my life? How am I feeling about myself? And is there some way, shape, or form that some of these feelings might be contributing to performance anxiety? To feeling insignificant in the bedroom? Is there some way, shape, or form that these types of thoughts are not helping me to get erection problems sorted? They're actually keeping me stuck in a place where I don't feel good about myself or I don't accept myself. How much do you trust yourself? This is a line that I heard last week and I thought that was pretty powerful. How much do you trust yourself? How much do we trust our body? So I'm going to summarize now with just starting to share some of the key reflections. And the first one is I've understood that it's less about the act, sex in this case, right now, and it's more about how we perceive ourselves. It's more about what we're saying to ourselves. This power of internally hearing our own voice and being able to tune into it has such a critical role in overcoming intimacy challenges. Of course, we want to get to the point where we can have great sex and feel normal again, right? So we're all agreed that that's where we're getting to. And the journey to get there, we must understand and listen to how we perceive ourselves because this plays a huge role in getting this sorted and feeling normal again. And often we don't really want to go there, especially as guys, right? We want to present ourselves to the world that we have our shit together and we're successful and that we can figure it out for ourselves and that I don't need to, deal with internal feelings, these kind of things. I'm saying that as a bit of an extreme, but this is how it can be, right? We think, I don't need help from others. I don't want to tell people about things that I'm struggling with because, first, I don't want their help. I want to do it myself. Secondly, I don't want to be judged. I don't want to pe other people to think my life is less than where I want it to be. Maybe you resonate to a couple of those things. And if that's the case, I'm going to be honest, it's our ego getting in the way. It's our ego of creating that we're in a fictitious point in life compared to where we actually are in reality. And it's our ego creating a fictitious story that I'm okay, I haven't got any challenges with self-esteem. I'm figuring this out. It's our ego creating a story that may not be true. And of course, I'm not saying, oh, we have to accept that we have low self-esteem, or we have to accept and feel bad about ourselves. No, this is not about feeling bad about ourselves. This is not about feeling shameful, or, oh, if I have low self-esteem, does that mean that I'm in an even worse position? It's not about uncovering things that mean that we're in a worse position. It's about uncovering the truth. It's about being real with ourselves and where we're actually at this point in time, and listening to what we say to ourselves, rather than do we think a pill can't help with this, right? A Viagra, Cialis, this can't help with this shit because this is internal. And we can see how this can lead to putting more pressure, more stress, more anxiety on ourselves, because we're feeling more and more bad at ourselves. And it doesn't help us to get this sorted. Stress and anxiety is probably the biggest contributor to erection problems and performance anxiety. And so we're lumping it on by doing this. So this is why it's critical to start understanding our truthful internal voice and spending more time listening to it. How do we do that? Well, first of all, by asking ourselves that honest question on the score of 0 to 10. How do we feel about ourselves right now? How much do I trust myself right now? What is my self-esteem about my life, honestly? Secondly, we take some time to genuinely start listening and catching ourselves. Catching ourselves in the moment where we shame ourselves. So over this next week, what I would like you to start doing is to notice the moments where you have a slight sinking feeling, or where you have a quick glance in the mirror, or where you have a quick intrusive thought that comes in, where you feel shame. And this could be even before we've consciously registered what the words were. That doesn't matter. This is about, first of all, noticing, how often am I doing this? How often do I have these moments of feeling down? Because those clues, those are the breadcrumbs that if we can start tuning into that and just realizing how often that's happening, then we can start to get closer to what's the story, what's the real story behind it? What's the truth behind it? Our first step is to pick up the breadcrumbs. Our first step is to listen and become aware of those clues, right? When we have the sinking feeling or the feeling of shame. Once we've done that, our next step is to then listen with more intent to what is the story behind that? What is that line that I just said to myself when I looked in the mirror? Because then we can understand it. We just need to ask ourselves. But step one is noticing, first of all, when we have those moments of shame. Okay. All right. So this is about, in summary, this has been about how self-esteem plays a critical role in performance anxiety and erection problems, and how we often kid ourselves and tell one version of our self-esteem to ourselves and present that version externally. And actually we have a gap between what's really going on in our life. And we can become so good at creating this pretend story that we don't even realize the gap ourselves. We don't even realize how much we're shaming ourselves. And so today has been about starting to bring some truth to that, starting to bring some awareness. That's all we're going for here, is awareness. We're not trying to shift or change anything right now. The first step is awareness. And the final thing that I want to say is that you are not alone with this. Okay, it's important to realize that you have a community of guys here and myself, and I'm here to help you every step of the way, to just guide with the right tools that I know work, because they worked in my life. So this week, you're taking on the role of a detective and you're spotting those moments. Our assignment, if you choose to accept it, is to spot those moments where we have a sinking feeling, a glance in the mirror, an intrusive thought, or where we have a feeling of shame. It's our job this week as a detective just to track those and notice, Oh yeah, there's another one of them. Oh yeah, there's another one. That is it. That's our job for this week. And if you feel ready to take the next step to get your hands on the tools that work, then in the newsletter you will see your personal invite to the Annihilate Anxiety webinar. This is a 20-minute free online meet where we'll come together. I'll share with you the tool that was the biggest game changer for me, so that you can then practice and try that out in your own life. So click on that link. It will take you straight to the page where you can choose the date and time that's good for you. And I look forward to seeing you there.